You're here today in Pforzheim and demonstrating. What are you demonstrating for or against?
I think we are demonstrating for three specific reasons. One, we are demonstrating for this Gutschein that has been modified to become a refugee card, and this card is a racist card and is a segregation against refugees. For example, when we talk about card, like you go to supermarket, everybody know that this card is for refugee. Automatically, you have been discriminated. So the government knew this. It's just like a uniform of a prisoner. So making this in another form, like giving this card to refugee, which you knew that with this card, refugee cannot be able to purchase what they want to purchase. One, like refugees cannot be able. Not all supermarkets that will take this card, and not everything that refugee can buy with this card. And thirdly, with this card, anywhere you go and you give it to whoever or any shop you want to buy something, they already know that you are from the camp or you are a refugee. So this already discriminates you as a human being. So I think this one, we want to tell the government that this discrimination that is still happening in this country called Germany. Germany is a civilized country. Why must this thing continue? So this has been there for like years ago. And after a lot of refugees are protesting against it, they change it. So this was the reason why the United Refugees Rights Movement came out to say that we don't need it in Kasuwe. And automatically it was stopped in 2014. And now they are modifying it, rebranding it to become a card, which it was a paper. So those are the reasons we never want to expect this, and we reject this and we go against this. So secondly, is for a lot of political parties are trying to put more pressure on the government to reduce or to cut the support they are giving to refugees. And this is inhuman behavior. So refugees are human who left their country for a specific reason. So if everything is fine, definitely refugee will not leave their country. Nobody who would like to leave his country to another man country, because he will not be treated in another man country the way he will be treated in his country. So I think the most it is that refugees need an assistant and help. That is why they are here. And the thirdly is for the deportation center, which we just do the demonstration right now. We want them to close the deportation center, because I will tell you categorically clear that there was a friend of mine who was bring to this deportation center in Pforzheim. Now he's in Nigeria. I will tell you
his life.
Now I will tell you he was beaten by the police. Now he cannot see and he cannot walk well in Nigeria, but he was deported after the beating. So the question here is that bringing people to a deportation center and to deport them, it means that this is a racist act, because everybody is a migrant in this country. So we all die and leave this country. So why trying to deport people who are running away from their country because of one political problem, because of their life are in danger in their country? So they thought they find the safety here. But what they are seeing here is under discrimination, under racism, under taking them back to a country whereby they think their life is in danger so that they can finally assassinate them. There's like the German government are collaborating with all those countries to make sure that all those people that are running away from the country will not escape the death they don't want to die. So at the end of the day, I have a friend too who is not alive now, but he was deported from Germany because he already told Germany about the political situation is having in Nigeria, and they rejected it. The BAF rejected it, and he was deported to Nigeria. But after 2 weeks in Nigeria, he was killed. So this question is that, I am not saying something because I want to say, I'm saying it because it is fact, it is what happened, it is what I see. So that is just what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
How was the rally for you? How did you like it?
Oh, I liked it so much because it pains me to see some people can't make use of their freedom. They are kept aside from other people, and it's not good. I believe everybody has the right to freedom and to be free.
Hallo, ich bin von Radio Dreieckland und würde, wenn das für dich passt, gerne ein paar Stimmen sammeln.
Ja, safe, passt. Okay.
Wir sind ja hier heute auf der landesweiten Demonstration in Pforzheim für soziale Rechte für alle. Warum bist du hier?
Ich bin heute hier, weil ich es total wichtig finde, sich gerade im zunehmenden Rechtsruck in der Gesellschaft und auch vor allem in der Zivilgesellschaft mittlerweile konsequent gegen rechts und nicht nur die AfD, sondern auch gegen die rechte Politik der vermeintlich gemäßigten oder Mitteparteien in Deutschland zu stellen und sich ganz klar gegen das Asylbewerberleistungsgesetz und die ausgrenzende, rassistische, diskriminierende Bezahlkarte zu stellen.
Danke. Was macht die Bezahlkarte so diskriminierend?
Sie beschränkt nicht nur das Geld auf ein Maximum, was die Leute erhalten können, sondern damit können die Behörden kontrollieren, was oder in welchem Rahmen die Menschen einkaufen, wo sie einkaufen, wie viel Geld sie bar abheben können, und im Zweifel wird das Geld einbehalten, was am Ende des Monats übrig bleibt, und es ist einfach so in die allgemeine Handlungsfreiheit und in andere Grundrechte ultra restriktiv und eingrenzend.
Danke. Du hast eben angesprochen, dass du es wichtig findest, nicht nur gegen die AfD, gegen rechts auf die Straße zu gehen. Hier sind ja jetzt auch nicht wirklich viele Leute auf der Straße, obwohl es auch eine landesweite Demonstration ist. Warum glaubst du, ist das so, oder warum ist es gerade wichtig, auch hier zu sein?
Also ich finde es sehr enttäuschend, wie wenig Leute hier gerade sind. Ich glaube, gerade deshalb ist es mega wichtig, auch in einer Stadt wie Pforzheim, die irgendwie AfD-Hochburg hier in Baden-Württemberg ist, zu zeigen, dass es einfach eine Gegenstimme gibt. Und auch, egal wie klein die ist, sich nicht als, wenn irgendwie die ganze Gesellschaft nach rechts rückt, nicht auch dass die, den Fehler zu machen, dass die Linke auch mehr in die Mitte rückt.
Perfekt, danke.
Do you want to say a few words on just how you like the rally, how it was for you? Was it nice or sad?
I was a refugee, but now not. What I want to say is that I feel really sorry for the people that deport. But today I am not so, my heart is broken. When I saw where they don't do nothing, the only offense they commit is go away from my country. That is only the offense. So they have to go and stay in that place before they took them to wherever they are going. You understand? So that is why I'm not happy. Going home now, my heart is broken. Yeah, because I look at the beauty, the way they build it, for what? Not for prisoners. I don't really understand that. And this someone that deport from here to Nigeria, the way they refund the person, they blind the eye of the man. You understand? The man have a problem for eye right now. Yeah. So that is very, very wrong. Because when someone they don't steal, you don't fight, you don't kill someone, I don't know the reason there will be a long beauty like that. Someone will suffer before he died. That is a bad memory for them. And they go and drop them in their own country. That is only what I saw. I wish they can stop that.
Okay, I'm going to go just...
And you have experienced a deportation recently, or what was the...
For me...
No, but what you just told, was it recently happening?
Yeah, it happened to one of our brother. They deport him to Africa. So I hear from him. He said the police wound his eye. They destroyed one of his eyes.
How did they do that? Did they beat him?
Yeah, I think so. Now you have to start doing that, taking care of his eye. So that is very, very bad.
And
after they leave this place to Nigeria.
Oh, and he's back in Nigeria now.
He's in Nigeria. They firstly took him there. 60 years old man.
60 years.
60 years old. How many years does he need to live? He don't have enough. You see that? So I don't know. This life, there is nothing in this life, but we have to look. I know I cannot blame anybody. We blame our own governor, please, also our own place, because they don't take care of us. They don't care. That is why I think, even though they care, there are people who live in France who are in Germany. There are people who live in Italy, they are in Germany. Depends where you like to stay. I don't think many of us will leave our country because we want to go. No, at times, I want to be there. Maybe so. Then someone who sold their property, sold home to come here, then they firstly took him back to Africa. That is crazy. Many of them are mad. They are crazy on the streets right now. But anyway, I am very, very happy for the protest also, for the racism and all. I wish they can hear about the card. People are panicking about the...
Your people, you know, refugees.
I know people, yeah. I know people.
They are scared of what
they are scared of
mean.
This. That many people have left Germany because of this.
Because of
they
the
run away. Yeah,
the
they just leave their property. They took what they can take. They go away because of this card. Many mothers have gone.
Where are they going?
They go back to Italy, yeah. Oh.
And in Italy, it's easier to get along, kind of, still?
It's not so bad like that. It's better than deport to Nigeria. It's 100% better going back to Italy than take them from here to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Italy don't deport mother. But Germany, they deport mother, father, family to Nigeria.
Oh, it's actually...
Yes.
Because Italy also has a right-wing government.
I've been in Italy for 15 years. I've never heard that they deport mothers to Africa. But Germany, they deport mother to Africa. They deport children to Africa. I've seen it. And I know some of them, too. So, it's very, very, very critical. Anyway, I really appreciate it.
Du bist heute hier auf der landesweiten Demonstration in Pforzheim. Wofür demonstrierst du oder warum bist du hier?
Ja, ich möchte für die Rechte von Flüchtlingen demonstrieren, dass sie eben auf der ganzen Welt bleiben können und dass sie eine menschenwürdige Behandlung erfahren und nicht befürchten müssen, abgeschoben zu werden. Und ich bin gegen diese ganzen Verschärfungen, die jetzt im Asylrecht bestehen, die Abschottung von Europa an den Außengrenzen und die verschärften Abschiebebestrebungen.
Ja, danke. Und von wo bist du jetzt heute hier nach Pforzheim angereist?
Aus Karlsruhe.
Okay. Von wo bist du angereist heute hier zur landesweiten Demo in Pforzheim und warum bist du hier?
Ich bin heute aus Freiburg aus angereist und ich finde es mega wichtig, hier zu sein, um gegen das Asylbewerberleistungsgesetz oder gegen den fortschreitenden Abbau vom Sozialstaat hier zu protestieren. Weil rechte Politik heißt halt nicht nur, dass die AfD irgendwie erstarkt, sondern auch, dass ja, die Rechte von Gruppen wie Geflüchteten, aber auch Bürgergeldempfängerinnen extrem ausgehöhlt werden und ja, da muss man was dagegen tun.
Die Politik scheint ja gerade alles andere als migrationsfreundlich auch in Europa zu sein. Was erhoffst du dir dann von der Demo oder warum ist es vielleicht auch gerade deshalb wichtig, auf die Straße zu gehen?
Ja, es ist einfach in den letzten Monaten oder Jahren so eine normale Position geworden, Abschiebungen zu unterstützen oder dieses Bild von dem Europa, das nur ja, bestimmten Menschen offen stehen soll. Es ist so normal geworden, dieses im großen Stil abzuschieben oder gegen migrantisierte Leute zu hetzen. Und da finde ich es einfach richtig wichtig, weil in der Politik ist die Position gefühlt gar nicht vertreten. Aber da zu sagen, das geht nicht, alle sollen hier bleiben dürfen.
Danke.